So I thought I'd have a look at this, the old Restore Britain conference, chaps. There's been a bit of video on it, so let's have a look.
I have chosen to speak to you today from the farm because places like this represent what proper Britain is about.
Exactly, exactly. Always the essence of the nationality is preserved in the countryside. The cities are decadent. The cities are full of ambitious, money-driven, decadent kind of people and foreign influences and all of that kind of stuff. It's the countryside where the real Britain, the real Finland, the real wherever is generally preserved untouched, which is, of course, why they want to destroy it, why they want to take aim at it and bring as many foreigners into the country as possible, because that is the holdout of the real Britain. That is the holdout of the British collective mind. That is the holdout of British culture. So it has to be wrecked. They look at it, they see it as beautiful, and being leftists, anything that is beautiful makes them angry. They don't have power over it. It makes them resentful, and they want to destroy it.
Hard work, responsibility, effort, duty, stewardship. This is the England I know, and this is the England that I love. On a farm, you don't think in election cycles or headlines or polling. You think in seasons. You think in generations, in what you leave behind to those who come after you. And that's why, here on the farm, I am now...
That's why they want to destroy the farm. They hate the idea of farms being passed from generation to generation because it represents stability. It represents the continuation of the culture. It represents something they don't have control over. It represents something powerful, which is nothing to do with them. It represents something beautiful, and they see themselves as ugly and disgusting, and therefore they're resentful of anything that is associated with beauty, and they want to tear it down out of pure jealousy and spite.
Now launching Restore Britain as a national political party. I'm now going to dedicate my life to finding, organising, funding, and providing hundreds of qualified candidates to present to the British people at the next general election. This process has already started, with invitations being issued to patriots in aligned political parties, Reform, the Conservatives, the SDP, Advance, and more. In local politics...
It's just that if you have Advance and you have anything else that's competing against Reform, then unfortunately, from a question of realpolitik, you're probably just taking votes away from Reform and creating more Labour or Conservative MPs. Is that really what we want?
We will work in partnership with localised political parties, such as Great Yarmouth First, that have the best interests of their residents at heart, combining our forces at the next general election. The men and women standing for Restore in that election will not be politicians. I promise you that. They will not be failed ministers. They will not be tainted by failures of the past. They will be from business, from the military, from science, from medicine.
Again, real politic-wise, you then have this problem, like you have with the BNP putting up council candidates and them being elected, is that none of them had any experience of what to do. And so they had a lot of difficulty getting anything done. It's a bit like Donald Trump. The first time he came around, he had no experience of politics. And so he didn't know how to deal with the machine. He didn't know what to do, which is why he's been so successful the second time. It's a fortunate balance, and I see his point that you fail politicians, as he calls them, you know, jumping ship when they see the opportunity, make their calculations, but they do at least have experience of what's going on, how to play the game.
From education, from industry, representing real communities up and down the country. Every single one will be from well outside the existing political establishment, and every single one will understand the difficult decisions that need to be taken, because there are no easy fixes. I'm not going to tell you comforting lies about the condition of our country. I have only ever been honest with the British people, and I will be straight with you now. What is necessary will be incredibly painful. But for the first time in a very long time...
This is what ChatGPT and Grok and whatever says, where you say, well, what would happen if we... removed all of those that have come and their descendants to the UK since the 2nd of May. All they tell you is economic absolute chaos for a significant period of time, but eventually things settle down and start working again. that a period of chaos.
Voters will have a genuine alternative which is truthful with them about the scale of what now has to be done. The first priority is to control who comes to our country, and more importantly, who stays in our country. Restore Britain will not just stop mass immigration, we will reverse it. Every single illegal migrant will be securely detained and then deported.
What about the legal migrants that have come here under treacherous laws that British people never asked for?
The message will be unrelenting. If you are in this country without our permission, you will be removed.
But what? Am I meant to read between the lines? Because I don't believe the British people ever gave permission.
For the foreseeable future, far more people must leave Britain than arrive.
True.
If a foreign national is unable to speak English, lives in social housing, claims benefits, refuses to work, fails to integrate, commits crime, or even actively hates our way of life and wishes to do us harm, then they must leave or be made to leave.
I find this extraordinary, the concept of not being able to speak English. Coming to Finland and not being able to speak Finnish is normal because we don't want uneducated immigrants. We don't need uneducated, stupid immigrants. We have enough stupid people of our own. So we don't need people like that. And if you are remotely educated from a foreign country, then you will, of course, under the age of about 70, you will, of course, speak English. And you will speak it well, because it is the lingua franca. And that's what I found in Finland. The only educated people that I found that didn't speak any English, and I mean any English, were people born in the 20s. When I came here, and those people tended to speak German, because that was for Finland and Scandinavia and whatever, that was the lingua franca of the area at the time, so they spoke German. And indeed, Mrs. Alex Tweedy, when she wrote her book Through Finland in Carts, she communicated with educated Finnish people in German. So there is no excuse not to speak English, no excuse whatsoever to not speak English. If you're under the age of about 70, there's no excuse for it. And if you don't speak it, you're obviously stupid. And so there's just absolutely no reason why you should come to the country.
Restore Britain will make our communities safe again for women and children. That, I promise you. If that means millions go, then millions go. We're constantly told that the economy needs vast swathes of low...
We need to get back to 55 million, so it should be about 15 million that go.
...skilled migrants. We know that's simply not true. What we need is to get millions of healthy Brits back into work. A radical overhaul of how welfare is delivered. Protecting those in genuine need...
Are you going to address the dysgenics question, Mr. Lowe?
...need, but not funding healthy shirkers to live off the back of hard-working men and women. If you can work, you must work. It really is that simple. Restore Britain will be abundantly clear. If you consistently refuse work, then you will lose your benefits. We will punish indolence, and more importantly, we will reward success. We will provide vast economic incentives for men and women to start businesses, generate opportunities, build wealth, and create self-sufficient families. Standing here today on the farm, I know exactly what it means to deal with energy bills, labor shortages, regulation, unproductive paperwork, planning restrictions, tax, and endless uncertainty. The state has definitively become the enemy of the people. Restore Britain will burn away some...
The state is the enemy of the people. That needs to be drummed into people's minds. Well, of course, also the Labour Party.
...suffocating taxes on work and enterprise. We will slash unnecessary regulation. We will dismantle bloated quangos and the overbearing HR culture. We must crush parasitic Britain. We will restore long-term, stable, logical policy so that businesses can plan and invest and grow again. But Restore Britain is about much more than numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about who we are as
a... Imagine if they did this, though. I mean, the mutant uprising that would occur. The mutant uprising that would occur would be extraordinary and could bring the state to a halt, because mutants and, you know, are running the police, are running the hospitals, are running everything. I mean, it could induce a national strike of mutants and of immigrants. So I'm not quite sure how that would work, short of imposing martial law and being allowed to, you know, shoot on sight those that protest against this. And then we're getting into some very dodgy territory.
Nation and who we are as a people. Britain is not just an economy. Britain is not just an idea. Britain is not just a passport. Britain is a nation. Britain is a people, our people. And restore Britain.
I haven't heard anybody use a phrase like that since Margaret Thatcher. She talked about our people. And what she contrasted our people with Asian immigrants. Clearly, she talked about our people. But she meant the English people, the extended genetic family of English people that does not include even, or British people, that does not include the French, does not include anybody, even white people, who are not ethnically English, that genetically part of the extended family. It only meant our people.
And we'll never allow that to be erased. We will celebrate our Christian heritage and the identity that built and shaped this country. Responsibility, restraint, forgiveness, duty, and fairness. In short, a high trust society.
That I don't like that, because you could say that of any society. It has to be things that are specific to Britain.
Will mean defending our culture. That will mean resisting the relentless creep of radical Islam. That will mean banning the burqa, outlawing Sharia law, blocking cousin marriages, and reimposing our Christian-based rule of law. A Restore Britain government would legislate to ensure that no halal or kosher slaughter on British soil. This is Britain, and we will do things our way. This political party now exists...
The kosher thing's going to precipitate a bit of a reaction, I should imagine.
...for one reason, to restore Britain. To make it a better, safer, and more prosperous place for British men and women to raise their families. It will be difficult, and it will be painful. But I assure you, it is possible.
You have to make some kind of alliance with the Conservative Party and with Reform. And under our current political system, a first past the post, it's very difficult.
I hope you will consider joining me on this journey and becoming a member of our party. It is our country. It is now our collective responsibility to act. Together, we will restore Britain. Thank you.
It's a problem, though. I mean, it's very true what he's saying, but it really needs to be planned. There'd have to be a period of martial law to do this, because the reaction, we're so polarised, the reaction would be so strong, there'd have to be martial law, get in, martial law. Complete suspension of civil liberties for a period of time, and complete removal of anybody in the civil service. It would be a revolution. And this would be huge. And that's not being made, I think, quite clear enough. But interesting video. Well, stirring stuff, chaps. But I'm a tad sceptical, I'm afraid. Tally-ho and goodbye.